Heavy metal, the music for boys that get laid. Yes, they do sex at concerts. Upwards of 20% consensual. All right, everyone. Welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. This is a first-time cast mashup for us, but everyone you're going to hear today has been on the show many times. The show, by the way, just a comedy talk show. If you listen to Stern in the Day or Opie and Anthony or Come Town or really whatever the hell, it's just that. I don't do anything original at all. I just try to be funny in the moment. They try to be funny in the moment. We talk about our lives. That's it. So we got over there the dark, dark-haired but blue-eyed dream over there, Eva Crickshin.
I'm Eva.
You're Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
And then over there, the buxom blonde, that is noted DC performer, improviser, actor, all the above,
and Michael father,
Johnson.
And father. And father of one.
Baby maker with his dick, Michael Johnson.
Wow.
If you like the show, subscribe, Papa's Basement on iTunes, Stitcher, all that crap. And that's it. That's it. That's the intro. We're done, too. That's it. It's just the world's shortest episode.
Good.
You guys killed it, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Thanks.
You guys, you effing slayed queen. You yas queen slayed
yes,
queen.
Yas queen.
Did that land us the 23 demo?
What's that?
I don't know. The 25 and below, you know, that demo that's like really hot but has
because
no
when
money.
You reduced me in my intro to just a baby maker.
Yeah.
They were all offended.
I'm sorry. I just...
Oh, on something else.
Virility's important. People need to know that Michael Johnson doesn't shoot blanks. Like, if you spread them for Michael Johnson, you're getting pregnant.
Your entire 23 demographic just ran to BuzzFeed.
Did they? To report us?
Yeah, probably.
I thought...
There's got to be a blog about this.
This is offensive.
I'm so angry.
I thought they ran to get some Trojans and a three-hole punch to trick you. Just punching holes in the condoms, just the tip. You're like, this is the best feeling condom ever, because you sound like them as you bang them.
Right.
And then you would just finish inside them, and then they would have baby Johnsons.
Maybe they went back to the 90s to get their diaphragm.
Yes. Or a female condom.
Or a sponge.
Those are fun.
Have you
is
really
that a dental dam?
No. It looks like a tube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost an accord, like a latex accordion.
If you've ever seen Alien, the creature that pops from John Hurt's chest, just take the teeth off of that.
I've clearly never used one. So
at my old lab at the psychiatric hospital I worked at, they had a detox HIV program, so there were dental dams and there were female condoms, and of course. Late at night when I was working overtime, I busted a few of those out.
Of course. Drew some eyes on them.
Yeah, it was like,
it's all right.
Just playing with the merch.
Dude, they all would have expired, literally. Because I don't even think it's like a tube. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it more?
You know what?
There has to be like straps to hold it in place.
You have, there's what? It's kind of like two circular ends. One... That you have to stretch out, and I guess, you know what? I think you almost have to be into fisting to get it up there.
Yeah. I believe you're right. Either that or you use like a stick to just kind of poke it in. But there's nothing that holds it in place? Because otherwise...
I think the girth of the... Or the what? Of the canal...
Oh, like the canal grabs it?
Kind of.
Like the canal is like a shark's mouth, like a little like teeth that just sink into the side.
You have to do like a master kegel
to
like
just the
bring it up
pretty much.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like I've never heard of anyone using
that
it.
That sounds ill-informed.
So
yeah.
It's like a tube and then...
Saying it's almost a rigid tube, so it can't get
it's like a slinky if it was solid, made out of latex.
Oh God!
So you just now it doesn't retract like a slinky once you have folded.
Oh,
it
see,
out.
That's what I was imagining.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's like reusable vagina like, condoms.
Like, so do you have to guesstimate the vag depth before you pull it
out? You have to guesstimate whether you should even bring it up during sex.
Because I can imagine, like, pulling one out, and then you stuff it in, and, like, 4 inches is sticking out.
And she's like, how could you even think I was that deep?
I
and then you're banging a tank's cannon sticking out of this woman.
Right. I almost think it feels like such an onus of responsibility on the woman, mm-hmm. you know, and the guy's like, I'm not wearing a condom. You're wearing
it. Yeah. She's like, all right, I'm on it.
Oh, let me just go grab my female condom.
Yeah. I hope you're into fisting.
Just because like, you came to the right place.
And then the
unfurling it like
the
a
dental dam you can make at your
dental
own
dam, please.
Just, you just blow up a balloon and let the air out, stretch it out a little bit, and just cut it up into little pieces. And you have like 10 or 15 pieces of dental dam. That's what that is.
Do you chew it first? Like
it is. It is probably has to be the most insulting thing to get out.
A dental dam.
Just right,
right in, before you're about to dive in.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I do not trust you with this. Let me get out my sheath.
Putting it on like a stagecoach bandit.
And, pretty much. That would actually even be a little bit more fun.
Exactly.
Than this. It's more of like a little red latex like picnic blanket.
I'm just picturing the latex bandit mask breathing through that. Like,
and, I mean, seriously. I mean, imagine, like oral sex through a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
That
sounds amazing. So, yeah,
that'd be fun. Like just all reaching them, through the bag.
All of them good ideas at like a health department sort of meeting of like,
of course,
you know,
yeah.
What can we do for this community to stem the the epidemic that is, you know, and get out. We'll give them dental dams because people use them, and we'll give out these giant sort of like these latex accordions which are that they can get out.
What they need to do is like,
and then we'll give them all the condoms that usually break as soon as you try to put them on.
They need the coupons that have like a redemption code for a Newport, but you know, it needs vaginal secretion.
I did use the lube that they also supplied.
Oh, they gave you lube.
It was like a little envelope. It was like,
wait, so this was late night when you were working overtime to use the lube?
And I wanted to make it a homemade fleshlight before I left work. I'm like, gosh,
I like how you're acting like a real MacGyver over there. Like you just dumped lube in a tube and banged it.
God, and then, I'm prowling the entire hospital.
Of course,
looking for
yeah.
a Pringles can.
Why are you putting toilet paper in a Pringles can, Mike?
Just leave me alone.
Never know when you'll need Tinder. Just a fire starter.
All right, now I would just go, because I'm going to stick my dick in it.
Yeah, good one, Carl.
But no, the lube was always, didn't work. It was just a source.
How does lube not work?
It would just dry up and you'd just be sticky.
Was it like, you know, when you get that chocolate sauce that hardens, the ice cream, was it like
magic shell?
Yeah, it was like magic shell for your dick.
Not quite. It was...
Like he just busts into
it. It was like a reverse wet wipe, you know. Instead of cleaning your fingers, it just made the problem worse.
God.
Sick. So that's what government.
I'm just
sex
I'm
toys
do
for
you. Cheetos powder on your hands and dick. Yeah. Just the lube was orange. I don't know.
I was just like, I cannot do this at work.
Oh, God. I remember
too much of a production.
I was such a cheap piece of S in my youth and now that I would use the horrible kaleidoscopic condoms they would give you at the health department. It was like green and yellow and red. And I mean, it's just like banging a woman with a nightmare. You know what I'm like? I can't tell you how many times like a girl was about to bang and then I would unfurl like a bright red condom, and I would just hear laughter.
Or like, the minty tasting ones.
Yeah, were they flavored?
No.
They were just colored.
They were just colored. Yeah,
I've just never imagined a woman going, "Oh, this is delicious." Thank you. This was so thoughtful.
You know, it all has to. I remember, goddamn, I think I was with an ex and we saw Clerks 2, and a girl, she looked exactly like, oh, God, who, Rosario Dawson. Like, she was, this girl was like,
go on.
A damn short version. Of, yeah, she was really good looking.
All right.
I was batting way out of my league. So Rosario does this big speech about like ass to mouth being okay in some situations. And like a day later, she's like, you know what? I've never had the anal V card swipe. This is how she talked, by the way. Not just me failing to remember. She's pure class.
Anal, you know, V card swipe?
Yeah. So like, why don't, and I would make a joke, of course, like, oh, if you're going to get banged up the ass, might as well get a Greek. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, we are.
If you're going to be my, what is it, anal receptor? Yeah. Or
Greeks invented it?
I think, yeah. Either that or
they just act like it.
Yeah, we act like we did, but it was really like just some Celt who slipped on his club. It's like, oh.
Rectus acceptus.
Was that the name of your Catholic church?
No, that was the name of my cat.
That cat loved the taste of lube. Just so.
What about?
Yes. Did you?
So I oblige, and I oblige.
So, well, of course, ma'am. Right this way.
I whistling dicks. And we get out the KY. I've been introduced to lubes at this point by jacking off with KY a million times. I'm like, this would probably be good for anal. I've coughed up for the like just standard colored condoms. I'll call them I'll call them white and not skin colored, because that would be racist. And and then like we go to it, and like I give her what for, and then I pull out, and she's like, all right, like time for the second half. We've come back from intermission, time for the second half. And I was just like,
what?
Please don't do this. Like, the lube tastes awful. Your butt, I'm sure, does not taste great. Condom tastes bad. And she, like, goes down on me with the condom on after the A to M. And, like, about four or five swipes in, it was just like, this was a bad idea.
I can't believe it took her four or five swipes.
I mean, she really
what
college
a trooper.
Tried it. Oh, yeah. This girl used to bang me in my little bed at my mom's house.
In your twin bed.
In my twin, like, with
and
her.
And did she miss the next week with hepatitis?
It's weird, actually. We made out later, and we both had hepatitis. I don't. Must have been something we ate.
Or you ate.
So, yeah, don't do A to M, and condoms with lube on them taste horrific.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like you guys were close.
I mean.
Sounds like a really great relationship.
We were, we were weirdly close from the get-go. Yeah, she had zero boundaries, and yeah.
Well, that's the kind of girl you need, like no boundaries.
Yeah, but she was like telling me she loved me. This is the girl that like the first time we hung out within 20 minutes, she was just blowing me in front of her friend.
While this is the trooper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I have heard tale of this Iron one.
She,
yeah.
How? Take me back.
Cue cheers theme. Right. Right.
Norm.
So, all right, so she's hanging out with her friend. She has yet to meet you.
So as per usual, back in the day, this was a person met online.
Okay.
She was finally...
AOL.
AOL, yeah. We were in chat room.
Were you still Loundize?
Yeah.
Were you?
Ass to mouth for life. I didn't meet her in an AOL chat room.
Okay.
We met via Reddit. It was very sophisticated. Okay. So... She's in town. She lived more toward Philly, but she was in town because her Philly roommate was actually from Hoodbridge.
Ooh,
Hoodbridge. Here's where things get saucy. The girl I banged got into a fight with her husband. We'll continue. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Got into a fight with hubby. Part. Well, yeah, she was separated by the time we were porking.
Oh.
But not for this incident.
Separated by like she had left the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much like Michael Scott declared bankruptcy. We're separated. That's it.
I declare bankruptcy.
So she comes down to Hood Bridge, is just at like the Red Roof Inn or some crap. I don't know where. I actually would have skipped out on hanging with her because I was just so lazy at the time. God. But I was already out on another crappy date with some girl who was giving me all sorts of ass. I don't really remember. Like, she just thought it was like a cutesy game or something like that.
Mm.
It was a Jewish chick. I don't think she was particularly witty. So she thought just being cruel, like, I guess she figured I'm Jewish, I have to be witty or something, like, just that's my gig.
Or give good head.
Yeah, but she was just kind of, like, cruel. Actually, the piece of ass I am, she was cheating on her boyfriend with me, too.
Oh, my God.
We untangled a lot.
You are
shirt.
The island women go to figure themselves out.
Pretty much, yeah. Big, fat, white, sanded island covered in hair. I mean, this was like, I was like 30 for this, so I'd like to think I'd aged out of this crap a little bit by now, but if literally anyone offered me any ass, right. I wouldn't.
Girls, if you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. So I blow things up with this one chick. I'm driving home. The other girl hits me up. She's like, I got into it with my husband. I'm actually like in your neck of the woods. I was like, sure, what the heck? I drive. It's her and her friend in some hotel room. The friend is watching Disney Channel. And then, yeah, wishes.
Her friend was 12.
Yeah. No.
She was babysitting.
Yeah. Not too small to hold a camera, though. No. So the friend was watching Witches of Waverly Place. Like, I'd never seen it before.
I've seen it.
But, I remember seeing the imaging for it. It was like, yeah. So the trooper, like, I mean, within 5 minutes, she's like, you want to cuddle? I'm like, sure. We hop in bed. And I mean, like, something out of a sitcom. She just dives under the sheets, makes a play for my dick. I probably would have freaked out had I not watched like 7 seasons of the British Shameless right before this.
Yeah.
And like the entire theme of the show is the entire family just banging in front of each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More or less in front of one tub with a sheet on it that they call a bed.
So you're like, if William H. Macy can.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's good enough for him and his test cheating wife, then let's do it. And so she like just goes down on me in front of the friend. So I've got this mix of like,
does the friend know what's going on?
The friend has to, because the sheet is literally like something out of an American Pie movie just in my crotch going like womp 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 up and down.
God.
And I mean, she sucks a mean dick, so you're getting the sound too. And the friend, I mean, is like,
the friend turn up the volume on the TV.
The friend is eyes forward. Like, I forget.
Crying.
Just terrified.
Yeah.
I forgot if it's a Greek myth or a Bible. If it's like, if you turn around, your wife will turn to a pillar of salt.
That is the story of Isaac and Abraham leaving Sodom and Gomorrah.
So, she is eyes forward like a horse with blinders. And I'm like trying not to be offensive and considerate of the friend there. But also I'm like, I don't want to be that normal guy who's just completely stoic while they're getting banged. Because women hate that. Like, women will moan
their heads
off.
She had a blanket over her face.
Yeah. So I have to, like, look over at the friend, like, kind of passively, and then, like, stick my head under the sheets and be like, you're doing great.
Give her an atta girl.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to bust like
wait,
you know?
Wait. Can you go back and do that impression?
Yes, of you peering.
You're doing great.
I'm so surprised she didn't stop. Oh my God, I thought that was my mother.
Oh, keep going, sluggo. So, yeah.
Did you climax, did you lift the blanket up and go, ah? The friend just has to be scarred.
The poor friend.
No, I went under and went, that's a good blow job.
She's actually in your psych ward using dental dams right now. And female condoms as friends.
Right.
like anyone sliding their feet under the sheets triggers her.
Yeah, maybe it is a good idea they give that stuff out.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I mean, she was, that chick just pleased.
So did you hang out as the three of you afterwards?
Did, like, you get married? Or?
Oh, yeah, I wish, God. I crashed there for the night. Like, I had at least learned that much because I used to get off on, like, sneaking out like a thief in the night. Like, oh, you're asleep? Like, even if there was no reason
but
to
now
leave.
You had a friend to sneak past.
Yeah, there's too many
like,
eyes.
Like, even if you had, like, a nice time and, like, you could see dating the girl, you would just sneak away?
Yeah, because I just wanted to be back in my bed.
Like the Hamburglar, like, exactly. Getting out of there with your treasure.
That's actually how I eat pussy, too. Robble, robble! Yeah, so I did not sneak out, but this girl actually wakes me up, blowing me for a twofer at like 2 a.m.
What a trooper. Wow.
You know, is the friend just sitting there still watching Disney Channel?
Yeah, it was a marathon. Still watching.
She's frozen, doesn't even want to turn around.
She actually hears the dick sucking, wakes up, turns on the
She was actually in the bathroom harvesting her own kidneys.
I can get some money for these.
Yeah. This is how scarred I am. I really don't care anymore.
Use this to pay for dental dam. It's like, really think about, first of all, how bad does dried saliva alone smell? How bad does dried jizz smell? And this girl was just like, whatever, you know, let's spit on the trumpet. Yeah.
Like, you should have asked her.
Yeah. How bad is that?
Did she ever come up from the covers? Or did she just stay down there?
She's still there to this day. Just waiting for another dick to slide right in.
I always thought I've never
had a blowjob.
Never, ever. Just, I think they're silly.
That's what it's like. Yeah.
But I've never had, I've never been in a threesome. But
that's my closest.
The afterwards part is the part that I imine being the most difficult to navigate.
Like, who's like going after for every fingers?
Well, no, after you come and you're just like,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name again?
How much was it?
Right. Is this, whose room is this technically? Do I have to leave?
Is the madam cut paid to you or Mama Song?
Or it's like people that are into like peeing on each other.
Yeah. Oh, God.
After, like, you know, maybe in the moment I can get, okay, maybe you're like, oh, my God, that was a hot idea. Afterwards.
I like how you can get that part.
Yeah. Afterwards.
That was hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But I just know me personally. I'd be like,
I regret this.
Yeah.
Well, it's
now you just have pee on each other. And, you know.
But people do that in the shower, right? Don't they?
I mean, God, I would hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for
I've never done that.
We should have done this in the shower.
On your father's shag?
Next time.
Next time. Because that was so hot, yeah. Baby.
The idea is great. Just the execution. We didn't stick the landing.
Wouldn't that prolong everything? Because if you're peeing, you're not, aren't you like switching channels? Like,
that's the worst part to me, because I don't have much period. Like, I try to never let it be seen, like, soft. You have to, like, walk in, like, fluff, but soft enough to piss. Like,
I know. I hope you're not aroused and you drank plenty of water.
Yeah. Johnny Cash as I walk the line.
Right. I didn't get too hard or too soft for this.
I try to never let it be seen soft. I'm so ashamed of it.
I knew a guy that had to do full frontal nudity for...
Was it Harvey Keitel and Bad Lieutenant?
It was actually somebody else. But
Sean Westfall. Yeah,
I heard stories that he would be, because he came out right at the beginning of after intermission, like at 2.
I'm gay.
It was, the people said like he would hang out during intermission the whole time, just kind of fluffing himself.
Of course,
and
of
I was like,
course.
What play was it?
Killer Joe.
Okay, I don't know.
It was
actually
Cats.
They did.
Annie. was Daddy Warbucks coming out.
It was Annie, and
it was me. It was me, guys.
It's a hard cock.
It was a fan fiction piece.
Act one, Daddy Warbucks has a stout, thick piece.
Oh.
Unclipped.
I remember the first time I saw nudity on stage.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. I knew that like it happened in movies, and I had heard tell of it happening in the theater. Mm-hmm. But I had never seen it, and I was front row center at Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's Sir Patrick Stewart.
that's the Enterprise.
Yeah.
He's so
method. Yeah. No, the guy came out like fully naked. I was giggling the whole time at this guy. And he was, I was 14, you know, I didn't know what to like. Yeah, and I'm like,
it was a high school field trip.
No, my mom took me.
Wow. Is this how you repressed Catholics have the birds and bees talk? That's what men have for leaving an intermission.
It's awful.
Oh, wow. I said there was a...
I can think of Grace.
But he didn't fluff himself before.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was...
No, I could tell because you said you giggled. Like, if you had a... Had you had, like, a periscope into the Alabama locker room at halftime, you'd just be like, what?
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Their dick makes the Law and Order sound when they put it down. Boom, boom.
Dun, 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 dun.
There was I saw it in a show called Motherfucker with the Hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the guy, it was big.
Really?
And the only thing I could also think about was like it was definitely curved. And I was like, and I didn't have like front row seats, but I just remember that it completely took me out of the play. Just like,
well, it's big and it's curved.
It's big and it's that is permanent it's not a trick.
That's one of those things that I think a curve would haunt you as a kid, but once you're like an adult and you've done like 10 years ish of banging, if you got a big and a curved one, like you just get like some sort of rep.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, totally.
Yeah. Like you're just some destroyer.
Destroyer of vag.
Yeah, exactly. Like it'll just expand you.
I make a mockery of her canal.
Give me that shoehorn of a dick. Yeah.
So we're done?
Yeah, so it's academic.
What I love about doing this podcast is the highbrow humor.
Yeah, is that you can share it with your parents and be proud. Yeah. No, Eva had a story she was bringing to the table that is incredibly like relevant. It's going to land us that 25 and under demo that blows you in front of their friends while Disney Channel's on.
No, I mean, it's really not much of a story.
Thanks!
No, it is a story. It's an amazing story, okay?
There we go.
I'm famished right now.
Okay.
And I'm really not happy about it.
You look it.
Thank you. I look thin.
You do.
Thank you so much.
Your cheeks look so sunken.
No, I have been wanting to try this spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes since it came out.
Which, about a month ago,
yes.
I think maybe this weekend, the social media accounts for all these companies, just run by a bunch of 23-year-olds, kind of went at it, beefing about who had the best sandwich.
Right.
People going on about, you know, other contenders like Bojangles and Zaxby's. No one mentioning McDonald's.
But then they mentioned like Chick-fil-A, which I haven't had their chicken sandwich. I've had
That's
like
good.
The mini. What? I've had the mini ones, like the breakfast ones. Mm. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A that often.
You really hate Christ?
No, I really love the gays.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I avoid Chick-fil-A.
That's good. I mean, yeah. I technically don't eat chicken, but my mom has zero respect for my choices, so she'll just come back with like four Chick-fil-A sandwiches in a bag. It's like, you don't have to eat them, but they'll go bad in a couple days, and I'll just throw them out if you don't. Like an hour later, I'm just eating it.
Thank you, mother.
Unprincipled bitch that I am. Mother.
Mother. No, but I thought I thought I had a unique experience today when I went to my local Popeyes. to get my spicy chicken sandwich.
All right.
And they was out.
Oh,
they were out of it, or they weren't selling it?
They were out of it.
They were out of it.
They had ran out.
Wow.
And they didn't even have the manners to put a freaking sign up on the drive-thru, because I wasn't going to get out. It was really hot.
Yeah.
Maybe there was one on the front door, but I wasn't going to get out of
the
car.
No, you got to come in for it.
There's the rub.
Right. Show us what it means to you.
Yeah, we got some. They're in the back.
They're in the back.
How great would that be? Like, if it was just martial law inside there. 250-year-olds like, show us your tits. How much does it mean?
I might have done it.
You would have just lazily pulled
it's
one
like,
out.
It's like Robert De Niro in Goodfellas when he's trying to get Lorraine Bracco back down the alley to try on some dresses.
Sorry, never saw it.
Never saw that.
You can only reference it, like, to the second.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. No. I'll try the chicken sandwich later.
No, we got two chicken sandwiches right down here.
Come on.
They're like these shadowy figures. Yeah. Like.
Jimmy. No, man, but they were freaking out of the sandwich. And then I, you know, obviously went home, and to the internet I went.
Yeah.
Because I was going
to.
To
rail?
Yeah, I was going to complain to find that this is happening all over the country.
Oh.
This is not. I am not unique in this.
Oh, man. So, like, the infrastructure really is collapsing.
It really is.
There's not a shortage of chickens, is there?
I think it might be the bread.
The bread?
Yeah. I think they're running out of that tasty brioche bun.
Would you drive through like just two pieces of
with my
bread?
Own brioche bun?
Right. I mean, they can get the chicken breasts and spice it up, right?
Yeah. I mean, but this sandwich is supposed to be creme de la creme.
I have heard it is not on par with the Chick-fil-A, but some other people say it's better. So
I've heard
know.
It's way better.
I don't know. Maybe we got to do a video, a taste test.
All right. If we can find it.
Yeah, that's true.
And this was the same Popeyes where you had your little incident.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You know what? If I'm going to be mommy's brave little soldier, I guess I'll talk about it on air. Yeah. A month ago. Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it. You sound like a friend that had to listen to her other friend blow some guy in a Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. And let's be honest with the real trauma. Not a Brad Pitt looking dude. Like, her friend just sucking off this fat bearded mess. Like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Like I finally rolled out in the morning and they had to talk about this over eggs.
real quick.
The continental breakfast.
Yeah.
What were they doing at the Red Roof?
Saving money. Getting bed bugs.
From getting an apartment?
No, the friend was visiting from Philly.
Oh, that's
well,
right.
Yeah, no, like the friend, so my girl really got into it with her husband, and the roommate or the friend was just like, we're going to where I know, and they just went down 95 for like 3 hours and found Woodbridge.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, get on to your Popeye story before people that are listening are going, I can't believe they're going back to this.
Don't talk about the friend anymore.
I pull up. I'm like, I don't do chicken unless you're like, I'm about to put this half-eaten sandwich in the trash.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Yeah, so if I'm just going to Popeye's, it's usually for the shrimp because the fish is like all breading with just this thin schmear.
Delicious. Absolutely
it's so
delicious.
Good. With that sweet heat sauce.
Oh, man. God.
So I pull up. I'm like, I want some shrimp. They're like, cool, we got to cook them, but just like pull over right next to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I pull over. I'm listening to my book on CD, Codependent No More, learning how to get away from mother. And like, I kind of zone
and
out.
Eva.
Yeah. And like 20 minutes go by and I'm like I snap out of it. I'm like, are they catching the goddamn shrimp? What's going on? So I'm like, oh, it's raining. But I'm like, I guess I have to get out of my car. Much like you were feeling. Yeah. I unbuckle my double sized buckle. And I get out, I go in, I'm like, hey, the shrimp, what the F? Like, it's literally 7, I think it was 7:18, I had the receipt, I'm like, it was ordered at 6:59. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, so sorry, senor, because they're all Asian. And
they think you're Spanish?
I am like, what the F? They're like, oh, we're sorry. I guess we didn't cook it. Or like, I couldn't get a straight answer, but I was like, just give me my damn money back.
Right.
Thinking they would be like, at the very least, like, here's some biscuits or something to right. shove in your effing mouth. Or we effed up. Here's all the shrimp on us for free. Instead, they literally just give me my change back. And they're like, cool, we're even Stevens, you know, right? And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Not in my book.
Yeah. So then I walk out, and I'm like, the hell with this? I start DMing the Popeye's Twitter account, right. telling them what happened. They're like, oh, my God, this is totally unacceptable. Here's a link, explain what happened. So I send the link, and then like a day later, I just get an email, I'll be like, rate how you feel about your Popeye's customer service experience.
Poor.
And I'm DMing back. I'm like, where the F is my shrimp coupon? That's all I want. Just give me one shrimp meal. I'm back to eating there. And now I'm like in this horrible one-sided feud with Popeye's, like not eating the shrimp I want to eat, just driving by it angrily, eating goddamn McDonald's, like the most self-loathing act you can perform. Oh, Jesus, man.
The Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, filet of fish or just fries.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Oh, man.
Or just all-day breakfast.
I don't know. You know, they came out with the filet of fish like way back in the day so Catholics could have it on Fridays.
Oh, really? I thought it was like a more healthy option.
Oh, no, yeah. it was literally for Catholics
on
Fridays.
Just to not lose their customers. Yeah. I mean, that's during Lent. That's why every place has a fish offering on mm-hmm. Lent and they're cheap as all hell.
Yeah.
Like, you can get two filet of fishes for 99 cents at McDonald's.
Oh, my God. You know every
deal. Oh,
yeah.
Deal. No. Wendy's. I was like, as soon as it was a deal, I was like, okay.
Wendy's brings out its Arctic cod for the day.
Ew, that sounds awful.
Oh, I eat them all. Burger King cheapens their fish. I forget what the price is there. Chick-fil-A will do, like, a $3.40 filet of fish sandwich, or you can just get, like, the strips of fish in a box. And of course, they do a great job because it's Chick-fil-A.
Whenever you walk into a Burger King, and I don't do it often, uh-huh. it's not like the food is bad, but it's like nobody's in there.
They're shutting down like a
Are
lot
they?
Of Burger Kings.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Michael abandoned them?
I don't know. It's like a ghost town anytime you go into a Burger King.
No, they're shutting down like hella locations.
Yeah. I did not know
All
that.
Around the country. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks because like they're the ones that they're actually doing that veggie burger that like they've been testing in the smallest markets you could think of. It's like we brought the burger to Columbus, Ohio. They're like trying to find the most BF-y places that would hate on anything vegetarian,
right?
In principle, it's like we brought it to Mississippi, the entire state. You know,
we brought it to Texas.
Yeah. Oh my God, I so badly want that damn Beyond Meat Whopper or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
You
no, they're closing a lot. Yeah. You better go get it soon.
Oh, God.
They're not like bankrupt. They're not like going away, but they're closing.
Drawing it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a Arby's near where I live now that is like set up in a, I don't know, it looks like a like the original Arby's. It's got like the...
You're just such a tier two option.
I was like, I have to stop by and try this. And I walked in the other day and looked at the menu.
And just walked out.
I could not bring myself to order
really?
Anything.
God, yeah.
What about curly fries?
No, it's not that I wouldn't have enjoyed anything. It was like at that time, I was like, I think I had been eating like shit for the last couple of days. I was like, I can't do this. It was
just
like,
throw it over the fence. Let Arby's worry about it.
I'm hungry enough to eat Arby's.
Is it right near, is it in Alexandria?
Yeah, it's
And it's right near a Valentino's?
Yes.
Yes, yep, I know which yep, one you're talking about.
Yep, that's the
Valentino's is just shit.
That's the New
what
York
is Valentino's?
Style pizza. Yeah, yeah that's, a, I wanted, I think I did order from there.
It's really yeah. good. It's okay. in Alexandria. It's a pizza place.
It's like New York style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Valentino's is lover's pizza.
And it's got like a really kind of tacky exterior, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it looks
very,
cool.
like the green, the... Yeah. white and red, you know, very like
can't miss it,
campy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I love like an
oh, it's
over
good.
The top Guinea mm-hmm. red sauceria.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so Valentino's, but
Guinea
I know that
red sauceria.
Yeah,
that'd be a good name for a place.
It's also my punk band.
Yeah. As soon as you said like an old school Arby's, yeah. I immediately yep. knew what you were talking about.
Like what makes the Arby's old school exactly? Like it's whites looks, only.
Yeah. It looks like it's been there forever. I don't know.
No,
yeah.
it just looks It looks super old.
And wholesome.
Like, yeah.
It's like, hey, we're Arby's.
Yeah. Right. Keep talking. I'm gonna find a picture.
Big old 10-gallon hat. Like
yeah. Oh Christ, I know the one you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the light up hat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. even I know this one. That's near where I got my blowjob, I think. I'm pretty sure. It was just down Route 1, right?
Did she smell of roast beef?
The, yeah.
yes.
yes.
That way. Never went away, though. Weird. yeah.
I think that's everybody's first blowjob near an Arby's down Route 1.
I still remember mine. It was on a back road in my mom's Ford Tempo. Literally the only time a girl hasn't swallowed, she spat it out a window and then put a Tootsie Roll in her mouth. That was her after dinner mint.
That was your first?
That was my first. And I was
how old were you?
I don't know. How old was I 6 weeks ago? No. I was on Celexa, so I had to like jerk myself like almost there. It was like starting a battery. It was like, okay, give it gas. And then, yeah, I finally just finished it.
I know my first one. I don't remember it like. Like, oh my gosh.
To I quote just, The Sopranos, how long did he take to come?
I think the thought I remember is like, yeah, I think these are supposed to be better.
Like, oh no.
It was my first girlfriend who I was with her for a long time. She got better. She's out there, you know.
Now just sucking like a bro.
yeah. Amazing, I'm sure, by now. Because she picked it up pretty quick. So.
Did you put her through like the Rocky III no, training I think, montage?
I think
Mike Tyson's punch out. Yeah, she was little Mike.
Up, start.
I think she was getting sort of other clues that
the tears falling.
No, that she had to up her game.
There's so much skin between my teeth, Mike. Yeah. Are you enjoying this?
It was more like. I think talking to our friends, like, you know, yeah. he's supposed to come.
How many times do you bite? Where do you nibble?
He actually doesn't want them anymore.
Susie, he's supposed to come.
Right? I practiced by eating the skin off his hot dog.
Ew, like gags?
Yeah.
Joey Gags.
Joey Gags.
He only eats the inside of hot dogs, not the skin.
Just does he really?
No. It's just a bit weird dude. Yeah. Just bites the tip off a hot dog. Just eats
squeezes it like a go-kart.
Just loves that hot dog filling.
That's the way he eats it.
I remember one barbecue, he just had like a holster, like a bullet belt of hot, just this bandolier of uncooked hot dogs. And he was just walking around eating them, just spitting out the skin.
Really?
Yeah, like he's a ball player. So like the way you would chew sunflower seeds and spit out the seeds, he would just chew the hot dog and spit out the hot dog skin. I don't know why we do this. This is the dumbest bit on earth. I've completely forgotten it, and you remind me.
When I texted, like, that looks like a man full of skinless hot dogs.
I didn't even put that together until you said it again just now. Yeah, a couple episodes ago, we like kept hammering home that he like found a pizza in a trash can and just ate it. And apparently, like his loved ones later were like, Joe, did you really do that?
They're legit worried about it.
He can just say anything about his eating habits.
So good. Totally legit. Worry.
You walked into an Arby's and ordered. Joe, did you do that? That's disgusting. Hey, where's your self-respect? Oh.
He's the son of Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Hey. Pops, this sandwich so good. Make you go a goosh.
Hickory dickory dock.
What was that?
I don't know.
What happened?
Did you fart?
No, I actually didn't.
Yeah. I just heard a...
I did too. What was that?
Probably the electronics failing. Going to be a fire in the console in 20 seconds.
They were testing for asbestos earlier.
Yeah. I've been in mentally searching, by the way, for a food item that rhymes with doc for like 30 seconds. Just coming up with my dick in my hand. I got nothing.
not with my dick in my hand.
I might have to leave you two cool. to the show.
Oh, no. What's happening?
I have to use the restroom.
Oh, well, if you're coming back, one, yes. two lighter. That no, is good with me.
I've had too much to drink.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right. That's cool. We can keep right rolling back. Without you. I don't know. Actually, do I want to go on without Michael? Can we do it? Can we do the 90 seconds? Piss fast. Don't shut the door. Oh, you can shut it. Yeah. Shut it. Shut it. Make sure it locks. It didn't lock. He didn't shut it hard enough. Eva, you want to shut it for us?
Sure.
Shut up. You're always shutting. All right. The door's being shut. You really got to slam the S out of that bastard. I'm going to just walk in here with my grinder and just chop out the strike plate. And I'm going to fix that door once and for all. Sorry to get locksmithy. As a locksmith, seeing that door. Also, by having the strike plate too far forward like that, they're creating latch binding. Yeah, you heard me.
Latch binding.
Yeah, if they want that latch to make it another year, they're going to change their tune real effing fast on that strike plate.
If you ever, like...
Knew that you were my hero.
If you ever get
late again,
super sorry. Shut up. If you ever get super big in the locksmith business,
oh okay.
Can we make a local commercial together?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Want your locks fixed?
And then I walk out with my hot dog belt on.
Yeah. You call Papa.
You do
Hercules
that.
Safe and lock.
Would it just be you in the commercial? Because that's what this is sounding like.
Yeah, yeah, it'd just be me.
It would just be you in playing the part of John Papa Giorgio.
No, you could be in the background, like, counting money.
Oh. Okay.
Like, we go to, like, like I come out, like, and it's like a old, like, 90s, we're going to make it funny.
Okay.
All right, but it's going to appeal to people, to the young people.
Like a Sunny D commercial.
To the young people wanting their locks fixed.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a huge millennial market in a year or two when all these guys get locked out and just need me to break them back into the basement.
Exactly.
So they can live anew with mom and dad.
With mother.
Yeah.
And mommy. Father.
Yes. The parents would be overjoyed. They would be like, oh, what's up? Hop on in, Alexander. What's up, man? Oh, okay. Cool.
All right.
Engineers have come in the studio and are grabbing. Take it easy, man. Grabbing the testing unit, and he did get the door to shut. Alexander, master of the strike plate.
So he goes by Alexander. Huh?
He's Alexander.
It's not Al, not Alex.
No, he's Alexander. He's not like your flip-flop wearing brother, Al.
My brother's a criminal defense attorney.
Oh, Al, by the name of Al.
No, he goes by Alex when he's a lawyer.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess if you want an ambulance
Or no,
chaser,
he goes by Alexander... Alex.
There
Christian.
We go. Now I feel safe.
But I don't
now...
think people call him Alexander. I think they call him Alex. I call him Al because that's his name.
Yeah, maybe you call him Al or Alex when you're doing rails together. But if you're like...
That's never happened.
That's never happened. You've never done blow with a loved one. Michael's back. We missed you.
How was your pee?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Was it good? Do you have like the old man prostate pees like me or no?
What is that?
Like, so clearly he does not.
Yeah, like where you're like, I really have to pee, and then you go there, and then it's like 15 seconds before
oh,
it
no,
starts
there's,
up.
There's no hesitation.
Okay, cool. You got that like big D racehorse piss. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Right. You're talking about Dallas?
Hey, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous.
I just read about what old men get. I don't have that problem at all. Whatever.
What were you talking about? Doing blow with a loved one?
Oh, I never have either, actually.
What?
I have. I don't know.
Eva's
indicate. Oh, okay. I got
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
I'm living a new life now.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, that's true. You are walking hand in hand with sober Christ.
I am.
I've done blow without telling a loved one.
Okay.
I haven't done that either. Bragged to both my mother and brother about using
cocaine. I hid it from people that I didn't love, too.
Really?
That's just called life.
Yeah. Yes. Really?
That's
anyone,
just called doing blood.
Yeah, that, we just refer to that as snorting coke.
I might have hypothetically done some a month ago I didn't like so much.
Really?
Just hypothetically.
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 Blow.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Blow.
It was cut.
I liked how you said
it was cut with it was cut with something, man.
It's all cut with like fentanyl now.
I did is not. Yeah. No, it is, because there's, I think, a comedian by the name of Dylan Meyer.
Yeah. I knew Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan, yeah. I think, died doing blow cut with Fenty.
Was that it?
It's either or ketamine.
Oh, I've done so much K in my day. Yeah, okay. That I wouldn't mind.
But that's like an opiate effect. Mm.
Well, I think they're both kind of localized anesthetics, which is what happened to me. So he died, and I was like, oh, my God, like, party powder's off the table now? This sucks. Mm. So I brought it up in front of a friend who's just a great hostess. Like, you go there, there's food, you mention blow gets presented.
Wow.
She is good people. So she was like, I thought you had sworn off that. And I was like, that's yesteryear's, John. So, like, we're about to get some grub. There's some rails waiting for me in the head. And I go and I peel one out, and I'm like 10 seconds later, my front teeth are numb.
That sounds and then good.
I was not. And then it expands the entire palate, like the top of my mouth, completely numb for like an hour and a half. I did not dig that so much, wow. Especially because I was then eating Chinese and like rice was getting all sorts of stuck in my teeth.
Aww.
A, I can't believe you're complaining. B, yeah. I also can't understand why then you guys went and got something to eat.
Right.
Yeah, that timing was not fortuitous, because I definitely like did the blow, then like, you know, fat pre-blow John's hunger had ordered this Chinese, but then I just sat in front of this plate of Chinese.
My pre-blow hunger.
Yeah. but within like 60 seconds, I was pushing right on through like a trooper. Right. And then she's like, hey, I thought you said you weren't hungry. I was like, I'm not. And she shoved it in my face.
Yeah. I'm angry.
Yeah. What did you give me? But yeah, it's the first time, especially because the price is right. She's such a sweetie. Like, if she has it, it's just yours.
Mm.
And like, she was just like, hey, you want a couple more bumps? I was like, I think I'll stick with the egg rolls, you know? Like, I
was
just
this girl for me a few years ago.
No, right? Jesus.
She sounds amazing.
She is awesome. She just knows how to make a man feel special. Nice. You show up, there's food. There's
she have booze too. Damn, I would have never left.
She can mix whatever, man. It's great. She has great background music going the whole time.
I couldn't do coke without booze.
Really,
I've done it before, and it's just like, well, I now have a panic attack.
No, you have to, and you can drink all night like a champ.
Yeah, yep.
Like you just feel.
Yeah, see, that's when I partied, when I was like doing the desk work from 25 to 27 and I was drinking all weekend. That's how I was able to stay up till 3-4 a.m.
Yeah,
I would take a ton of Dexedrine and then just drink on it, which I now know is like a recipe for having your heart explode.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's magical.
Yeah. Oh. But it's a great combo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you ever had a Red Bull and vodka? Imagine the straight version of that.
Yeah. You know, like. Oh. No, you're not like a true alcoholic unless you had like a low grade coke problem at some point.
Literally the first time I did blow. Teamwork.
Yay.
The first time I did blow was the day before I stepped in this studio.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah,
I've
told
that.
The story.
You've told the
times.
Story
yeah.
online. Like online, on air.
A girl that I worked with, that I used to fool around with, and she did blow and bummed me cigarettes. So she was an angel.
Right.
She one time like was just randomly knocking on my door at 11:30 p.m. Wasn't into basketball, just the Phoenix Suns. The playoffs had started that night, and I was like, I've got like a thing tomorrow. I have to be there at 9 a.m. and also like cocaine, like I don't know, for future jobs.
Right.
And she just goes like, do you want any job that would ask you if you've done cocaine? It's like, good point, my man. Yeah. <I'm> like, and so yeah, we were just on my crappy red plates from Ross Dress for Less, just chopping rails and watching like Steve Nash.
He was probably coked up.
Yeah.
that's the funny thing that you said. She wasn't into the NBA, but
just the Suns. Yeah. Did not give a damn.
Was
about
she just
NBA.
Into the sun?
I've
been chasing the sun. It plays basketball. Do more coke with me.
To this day, I do not know how she got into. She was not from Phoenix. if you brought up specific players.
Yeah, it
players,
sounds like drugs.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. She did her first blow watching.
Did
yeah.
she have one of those like tattoos of the sun, like anywhere?
Just
on
a
the
tramp
body?
Stamp yeah. of like, the yeah. sublime sun.
Yeah. The sublime sun. Yeah, I was thinking much. The same thing. Yeah.
No, her belly she had, button. She had pierced nipperinos.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are fun.
That sounds like an Italian advertiser.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I thought immediately when you said that's nipperino. Actually, I thought of like a pepperoni.
It's actually a dish at that pizza place you mentioned earlier.
Valentino's.
Valentino's.
Are your totally nipperinos pierced? No.
Do you
okay.
want eight or 12 of the nipperinos? Would you want Parm on them?
I had no idea that there was a side to you.
What?
I'm not judging. I'm just.
Oh yeah, yeah. My addictions are all like food and behavioral. The drug stuff. I can go like years without doing blow, and then you bust out some blow. Like, okay, we're on it.
But codependency.
Oh, yeah. Snort up, codependency. Now we're talking the stuff kidding. I've not worked out at all.
You do listen to books on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Wilt's waiting for shrimp that never comes.
Yeah. Are you really listening to Codependency no more?
He is. Codependent I've seen no it more. In his car.
Yeah. I returned it the other day to get the book.
Isn't the book telling you to stop being codependent?
Yeah, you cracked the code.
Kind of like a codependent relationship.
The book is mostly about codependents like who are with drinkers, like the codependency where it's like the partner of someone
so
who's
every one of my
relationships. Yeah, yeah. Someone who's drinking their ass off, but the people who are then glued to those people and like live for cleaning up the mess they made.
Oh, for saving them.
Yeah. And like if those people get sober, suddenly it's like we need a divorce.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore. Yeah.
The guys that I run with that are also sober, we all seem to be going through divorce and we all seem to be married to the same woman.
Oh.
It is like
it's like a Mormon thing?
It, yeah. Yeah. It is weird though. And I was talking with
what did Margie do to you this week?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine the other night and I was because we like all of us are on like different schedules, I guess, as far as like being closer to the finish line. To
I like
freedom.
Schedule ones myself.
Schedule one drugs. Yeah. But it is there is something to that. As just like there is people with addiction and alcoholic like behaviors and personality.
Yeah, kinda, dude.
Like that on the other side are people that. I don't think they know that they're seeking them out. They
no,
do
they
seem
just,
to find
they do it
them.
Flawlessly, they're, unconsciously.
Yeah, yeah. They want to save people.
Yeah,
they legit want to. You know,
I had a friend of mine, and she found multiple exes in a row that like physically wailed on her, and she's like, "How does this keep happening to me? You
right.
know, I don't like they don't do it early on," and I'm like. You clearly pick up on some cues. Yeah. Like, do you want me to spell it out for you? Like, you know, I told it to a friend of mine. She's like, oh, yeah, she's an angry dad. And I was like,
wow.
Yep, she did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He was Persian, that level of angry.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Psycho by our standards, above average by Persian standards. Yeah. People just, they want to be in the rut that they're comfortable with. And when people like you guys
that.
Like really clean up and truly make a change in your life, they are lost. They just don't know how to handle it, man.
No, I feel for anyone that is stuck in any kind of rut.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah. I'm trudging the road of happy destiny.
Mm. Oh, I got that one. It is a trudge.
You don't get it.
No, I don't. I've been to many an anonymous meeting, but never the poobah, never an Alcoholics Anonymous.
The grand poobah.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That's true. Michael
J. You don't know what
J.
you're talking about.
Yeah. Winking at your friend Bill.
There are guys, people, I like the people at the meetings, though, that they'll say their full name.
Just balls out it.
Yeah. Well, it's something, I guess they're whatever. I mean, people say different things.
They just show
in their introduction.
They can remember it.
They're either like brand new or they're old timers.
Right.
That like the old timers just don't care and the new people just don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I just say I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Yeah.
I do too.
Oh, cool. I knew you looked familiar.
John, you've been going to meetings all over the Northern Virginia area.
Yeah, look at me. I'm so sober. Well, we can clear the hell out. I think we hit the hour mark. Is there anything else we wanted to discuss? Let's look. I don't have an outline. Oh, our trip to Blue Ocean, shit. Michael. Yeah. Okay. Do we want to talk?
Well, if you want.
All right. So, Michael, the other day.
Yeah. I love Blue Ocean.
Blue Ocean.
Sorry.
Great Japanese restaurant. Great. I have two, like, little gem restaurants of mine in Fairfax, Virginia, my backyard. Mm-hmm. Blue Ocean, a Japanese joint. Tons of presentation, you know, all kinds of great Japanese crap on the walls, mm-hmm. Japanese waitresses, the full nine yards. They all love me. They talk to me.
You can tell it's good, too, because their clientele is Japanese.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's yep. As a honky walking into an ethnic restaurant, that's all you want. And I get the same thing at Woodlands, a vegetarian Indian buffet where it's just almost all Indian people, kind of the same Indian junk on the wall. And I, to this day, I don't know the name of a single Indian dish, but I can just be like, hey, it's the cheese cubes in green. Hey, it's the cheese cubes in orange. You know, like, hey, there's that Indian burrito thing. I think that's the dosa.
My favorite thing walking in there was you pointing out the free salad bar.
Oh, you were big on the free salad bar. I do remember that.
It's just that it's so okay.
You guys have been there more. I haven't been there with you in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I actually wrote an article that hasn't been published yet about Blue Ocean for the prompt. You'll see that my whole ritual. Like, I just have rituals at these places. I've been at each one like 100 times.
You're such an addict.
And looking for a deal and spotting the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Is a huge part of that ritual.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm just, God, I need to kill myself. So,
my favorite part of your Denny's ritual when you order tea is, is the next tea bag free? Or do I have to pay for that, too? And it's like, no.
I know the markup they made.
That is another $1.50, sir. Do you still want the tea?
I changed my mind.
You are such a miser.
Remember, we drove into DuPont one evening, and he didn't want to pay for parking. So I was like, oh, yeah, there are plenty of spots around DuPont. We walked half a mile from where we even had to start to be.
To be fair. It's just one chain of parking spaces that is right behind the DC Improv.
I was like,
never occupied.
I was like, do I know where the show is? Like, I thought, where are we? Oh, it's just right up here. I was like, I don't think you know where we are.
You would have really lost
but
it.
But the parking's free.
You would have loved it. Last week, we went to a meeting together for all the orphan children of the former Unified Scene Theater.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Dump out of 40. I pull up in front of the WeWork in Chinatown where it's hosted.
Oh.
And I look at the hourly rate on the meter, and it's $6.50 an hour.
Ooh.
And you would have thought, like, I turned this meter on and it spat out the N-word at me. Like, I was, everyone from the meeting was walking by and I was like, guys, come on. Where did you park? This is $6.50. This is insane. Which, to be fair, was like one block away where they had parked was $3.25.
Oh.
I'm like, that's fine. $10 for 3 hours AFing, I'll take that gladly. But like 20, come on.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Good.
But I just would laugh at your reaction to it.
Oh, you would have been, you two would have been pissing yourselves. Yeah. Like, you would have.
You're such a miser.
What can I say?
I mean, there's part of me that wishes I had a little bit of that in me, because I would get to that.
There's no happy medium. That's the problem.
I'm like, $20. I'm right in front of the spot. It's easy.
That's me, too. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, so Blue Ocean.
What do you have in a compact space? Is that prorated? So Blue Ocean is my Japanese haunt. I have a ritual there. Mm-hmm. I'll describe the entire ritual. I enter. The entire place does its little sing.
Poison plays.
There's some...
Unskinny Bob comes out.
I start dancing with the green holographic girls from the video. So there's a chime that rings, and they do like their little sing-song greeting, all the waitresses. Then they know it's me. They identify me. My name there, is Mr. Pokemon, which is pronounced by my waitress Masako as Pokemon. She'll go, oh, Mr. Pokemon.
Oh, because of your phone case?
Because of my Pikachu phone case. Nice. I'm holding it up to the camera.
Now, some people listening are going, is he 13?
Yeah. I'll hold up how many fingers to show my age. I'm this years old. So I enter. There's another waitress who Masako isn't cool with her saying Pika Pika because that belittles me. But we've learned to tolerate it. Yeah, okay. The other waitress goes.
She defends you or something?
She's like, so the first time this went down, the waitress put up like little bunny ears and went, Pika Pika, and started laughing. And Masako got real like steam. She's like, no, he's Mr. Pokemon.
Oh, nice. Oh,
and she's like, I told her not to do that.
Oh, she's defending your honor.
And I just laughed. I'm like, it's okay. I have a child.
And John fell in love.
Yeah. Oh, I've loved Masako for years at this point. So I have a usual. She's literally just like, you want your regular? I'm like, yup. Regular being lunchbox B. It's a gigantic amount of food. Quite a bargain, you might say.
I know. We wouldn't be eating there if it was.
Tons of like Cali rolls, actual fresh sushi. Like they have two Japanese dudes behind a counter just chopping this crap up. There's miso soup. There's homemade ginger salad dressing for that salad bar that you so deride. I mean, I love it. Like I'm there so much, like every second, third time, they're like, you have time for ice cream, Mr. Pokemon? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And it's free, and I just tip them like $5 on a $12 meal, and that's it. Like, so Michael, you had car troubles the other day.
Yes.
And I jumped your car and...
And installed a new battery.
Yeah, we had quite the adventure.
He saved my ass.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just happy. I was like, if I don't do this,
And it was one of the hottest days of the year.
Holy Christ.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Last week?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, if you saw me sweat, I just...
It was Monday, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. It was this week. It's like... if I did 1/10 of that, I tweeted something to the effect, on top of a woman, like during missionary, like she would just be repulsed, like out the door, like leaving with me still inside her. Like just gross.
Some strong kegels.
Yeah. Like I'm just spinning around.
Strong thigh muscles.
Yeah. God.
So that's part of your ritual.
Yeah, that's my ritual, the kegels. So on the way back to your place is Blue Ocean. Originally, I was going to take you to the Shilla Bakery, a place that I like. Why, Eva?
Because there's free samples.
There you go. And if you do buy something, how much does it cost, Eva?
It's like $150.
There you go. So I was going to take you there. And then I was like, nah, we need a real meal. We go to Blue Ocean. And I already didn't like the thought of bringing him there because, like, I'm just this lump in a t-shirt. But, like, Michael's a good-looking dude, like, in a collared shirt. And Masako is immediately...
Clearly has a job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I show up, it just looks like I saved my allowance to go to the whorehouse. You know, like, it's just pathetic. But Michael walks in, Masako's like, oh, you bring friend, Mr. Pokemon.
Not my friend.
We'll see afterward.
Right. So, as I drove by the next day and go, I should go in there.
And like immediately Michael is just noticing that like everyone there's just got their S together. Mm-hmm. Like she walks away and I think you were like, you smell like a cotton candy dream or something like that. And I was like laughing, but I was also like, you fucking piece of shit.
Stay away from her.
Right. Yeah. Right. What did I tip her? I tipped her like 7 on a 25.
Good. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Don't out tip me.
Hey, big Sprenda.
I was like, what do I write my phone number down here? Why do you need my number? Okay.
She's like, what is this money more than the bill? Mr. Pokemon does not do this. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, I don't know, man. I love that place.
Yeah,
like,
I'd definitely
sanctuary.
Go back. Yeah.
It is good.
There's another place that you might like. I don't know if it's as bargainy.
Okay.
It's called the Fortune House in Burke.
I do like Burke
as well.
Right. It's in the parking lot where the Walmart is.
Okay, I know the Walmart, yeah.
Yeah.
And is it Japanese or?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's the same kind of vibe. Like, you walk in there and, I mean, it's, I would say.
Like, they fuck up, they'll cut off a pinky.
Right. Well, you reminded me of something, but they.
Circumcision.
Yeah, they have circumcision. No, the clientele in Blue Ocean, immediately when I walked in, I was like, holy shit, this place is authentic.
Oh, yeah,
you know? There's more of, I guess, a mix of people that go to Fortune House, I think just because of where it's located.
It's Burke.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably drawing every Asian within 30 miles if there's five there.
Yeah. But it is, it's really good.
Okay, yeah. Well, Fortune House, we'll do that sometime.
Yeah, I'll take you back. I still owe you for installing the battery. I took him out just for giving me a ride and jumping my car. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, don't go anywhere. The thing might not start.
Yeah, I was exactly. We were both like, look, this thing was dead 5 seconds ago. Geez. And yeah, it just clicked dead and that was it.
As much as we're plugging all the Asian hotspots in the Northern Virginia area, yeah. I'd like
Spa
to.
Spa World.
I would like to not plug Hyundai's.
Oh, yeah. Your Hyundai, by the way.
Just the car in general?
Well, I don't know. The one I own. I own a 2011 Hyundai Sonata, and it is not the worst thing in the world, but it definitely is. It's a lemon.
I had an Elantra that, like, at about 105, the trans just started going in a weird way, and I rode it till about, like, 130, 140, and, like, it had one good day. And I drove it to Car Mart, whatever the hell, right. Which place am I? Like a used car place. And it didn't act up for them. And they gave me like $3,000 on it. But had the trans acted up, it would have been like $500. And I was just like, sold.
Yeah.
Actually, I did something even worse than that. This is not a joke. I got the offer, went to the Honda dealership where I bought my car. I was like, well, they offered me $3,000. Honda guy's like, yeah, we'll do the $3,000 immediately. Just put it toward your car. As I'm pulling out, he's like, hey, my guy's noticed your transmission's a little tight. Is anything wrong with it? And I'm literally just like, nope, and zip off the line. It was, yeah, I don't know.
And you got yourself a deal.
Yeah.
I have an 06 Prius. Still purrs like a kitten.
Really?
No, but yeah. Toyotas just do not die.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The newer,
we're a Toyota family.
Yeah, the Hondas, the newer ones, once they started making them in America, they were pieces of shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, Toyotas, like Toyotas are, they live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made by Masako's brothers and father.
Yeah, Masako.
Yeah.
Aww.
God bless.
I'm going to be there after this.
I'll give you Pokemon.
You guys will go there. I'm going to go find a chicken sandwich at Popeye's.
I go. I'm not Mr. Pokemon. I'm an adult.
I'm a big boy.
That was my child.
I let him borrow the car. All
right. Him and his precocious beard.
It's actually just Oreo crumbs. Yeah, right. Shit, let's get the hell out of here, man.
All right.
All right.
All right, Michael Johnson.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being on, dude. That was,
man,
a blast.
That was fun.
Any social media that you want to get Nate Gonzalez to follow you on, that's...
Nate, just give me a call.
Just call
301-524-2251. Just give me a call and we'll talk.
Eva.
Yes. Hey, what's up?
What can they find you on, the good
they
people?
They can find me on Facebook, Eva Crickshin, or Orchard Eva on the gram. Which I'm never on.
I tag you in so much shit.
Okay.
On. Get the fuck on.
All right.
Show off your knockers. I'm John Papagiorgio at PAPAS Basement on everything. Insta, Twitter. Find me. I'm Michael's and Eva's friend on Facebook. Just Facebook me. It's cool. I got no boundaries. And you know what? Really, if I know that you're following Mike, I'll just follow you back.
Yeah.
Like, just preemptively. I'll find you and I'll follow you. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.